we can come into come before you boldly.
我们也求你让我们看见你为我们实在是开了一条又信又活的道路。
And you have consecrated for us a new and living way for us.
让我们每一天都能够欢喜快乐在这条又信又活的道路上奔走。
And every day and we can run on this new and living way.
若有人在基督里就是一个新造的人旧事已过一切都变成新的了。
Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. All things pass and all things are new.
求圣灵早晨再来我面做一个开启的工作看见今天我们是一个新造的人应当来一条新的道路。
And may the Holy Spirit open our heart today. Let us all see that we are the new creation and we can run this new and living way.
我们把自己都交在你的手中。
We commit ourselves into your hands.
因为只有圣灵能够带领我们进入属灵的事物。
Because only the Holy Spirit can lead us into spiritual matters.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name I pray.
我们刚才读到出埃及记二十五章的时候，那个是当以色列人从埃及离开了以后，三个月以后，他们到达了西乃山的下面。
Exodus 25, that was when the Israelites they left Egypt and after 3 months when they came to the Mount Sinai.
他们到了西乃山下以后呢，神就从那个山上向摩西说话。
When the Israelites were at the Mount Sinai, God called Moses from the mountain.
在那里向摩西启示出神的心意在哪里。
And God reveals to Moses that his heart desire.
以色列人住在埃及的时候啊。不是他们自己想要离开埃及的。
When the Israelites they were in Egypt, it is not themselves that wanted to leave Egypt.
他们从来没有想到他们要离开埃及。
They've never thought that they would leave Egypt.
这些人呢，都是在埃及出生，也是在埃及长大的人。
They were born and raised in Egypt.
他们住在那个埃及的地方叫做兰塞。
And they live in
Ramsey.兰塞是埃及里面的最好的一块地。
And that was the best place in Egypt.
而且以色列人在那些四百年的当中，他们生养众多，他们遍满在那个兰塞的地方。
And the Israelites in those years they multiply and they were all over Ramsey.
到了一个程度呢，甚至埃及人都害怕这些以色列人。
And to an extent that the Egyptians they were afraid of the Israelites.
所以以色列人自己想离开埃及吗？
So Israelites they want to leave Egypt?
如果不是神来兴起环境的话，以色列不想离开埃及。
The Israelites would never want to leave Egypt without the conditions that God has raised.
事实上，他们是非常喜欢埃及的。
In fact, they love Egypt.
因此，神必须要兴起一个环境，让他们不得不离开埃及。
So God has to raise some kind of environment so that they have to leave Egypt.
让他们在环境上有了巨大的改变。他们求告神，神把他们从埃及里面带领出来了。
So when they have these changes in the circumstance, they call to God, and so that God led them out of Egypt.
神让他们经历了许多的神迹，又带领他们经过了红海。
And God let them experience many miracles, and God led them through the Red Sea.
三个月以后，他们来到西乃山的下面。
And 3 months later, they came to Mount Sinai.
在前面是一个旷野的道路。
In front of them, there's wilderness.
是他们从前从来没有走过的。
This they have never been experienced.
他们知道在埃及怎么活。
They knew how to live in Egypt.
他们知道在埃及怎么样来发展。
They knew how to live their lives in Egypt.
但是他们不知道在旷野要怎么样往前。
However, they didn't know how to proceed in the wilderness.
因此神就在西乃山上要启示他们一条又新又活的道路。
And therefore, from Mount Sinai, God revealed to them a new and living way.
在以色列人的观点来讲，这个是必须的。
For the Israelites, this is something that God must do.
他不能用从前在埃及生活的经验来走这个旷野的道路。
They couldn't use their experience in Egypt to go on for this in the wilderness.
在复活节的时候呢，我去韩国参加了一个聚会。
During the Easter, I went to Korea for a conference.
不是韩国人的聚会，是中国人的聚会。
It's not a meeting of the Korean, but a meeting of Chinese.
乃是中国的一些商人 在韩国聚会。
It was some business, business people from China. They had a meeting.
为什么这些人要到韩国聚呢？
So why did these people go to Korea for the meeting?
因为这些基督徒的商人，他们信了主以后呢，就发现了他们从前所走的路现在走不通了。
Because these business people, after they believe in the Lord, they found that their way that they used to go, cannot use that way to go further.
从前不信主的时候，他们知道如何做生意。
Before they were saved, they knew how to do business.
但是他们信主了以后呢，就发现从前所走的路现在不能走了。
But after they believe, they found out that the way they used to to use, they cannot use anymore.
因此他们需要在主的面前来寻找一条又新又活的道路。
And therefore, they need to ask for the Lord for a new and living way.
对于这些做生意的基督徒是非常真实的一件事。
For these business people, this is very real.
但是其实对我们每一个人都是很真实的。
In fact, for all of us, this is true and real.
我们蒙恩得救啊。我们仍然用我们前生活的方式来过基督徒的生活。
After we are saved, we still live in the way that we used to before we were
saved. 因此呢，我们在这个基督徒的这个生命上呢，我们遭遇许多的困难。
And therefore, we have many troubles in our Christian life.
我们不知道原来我们需要走一条又新又活的道路。
Because we didn't know that actually we need to use a new and living way.
因此，早晨我们需要回到主的话语里面。看着我们得救蒙恩的人，我们走的路到底是什么路？
Therefore, today we need to return to the words of God to see what is this new and living way that
we must use. 就要从这个会幕里面来看。
We need to look from the tabernacle.
会幕就是神启示以色列人在地上应当如何生活。
The tabernacle is a revelation from God to teach the people the how to live.
从出埃及记二十五章到三十章，有六章的圣经都是讲会幕。
In Exodus, there were six chapters of scripture talk about.
为什么要花六章的时间来讲这个会幕呢？
So why did God spend six chapters talking about tabernacle?
我想我们很多人读的时候都不能明白。
Many of us we didn't understand.
而且我们读的时候也觉得非常的困难。
And when we read this, we found it's very difficult.
有多少人在读出埃及记的时候，仔仔细细的把会幕都读过了？
How many of us can read Exodus very carefully about the tabernacle?
这是很重要的一段圣经啊。
This is very important scripture.
因为这告诉我们，我们在地上应当所过的一个生活。
Because this tells us the life we are supposed to live on this earth.
所走的一条道路。
The way that we must travel.
这是一个又新又活的道路。
And this is a new and living way.
所以早晨我们来看，从那个会幕来看这条又新又活的道路。
So today from the tabernacle, let us see this new and living way.
这个会幕有三个部分。
This tabernacle has three sections.
外面有一个外院。
There's outer court.
然后有一个圣所。
The holy place.
然后有一个圣所。
And holy of holies.
在外面里面有两样东西。
Outer court are two things.
一个是铜祭坛。
And there's a brazen altar.
一个是铜洗濯盆。
And in the laver of bronze.
然后这圣所里面有三样东西。
The holy place, there are three things.
一个是金灯台。
The golden lampstand.
一个是陈设饼的桌子。
The table of the showbread.
然后一个是一个金香坛。
The altar of, the golden altar of
incense. 在至圣所里面有一样东西。
The holy of holies, there's only one thing.
有一个约柜。
The ark.
约柜上面有施恩座。
And on the ark, there's mercy
seat. 什么是又新又活的道路呢？
What is this new and living
way? 就是从铜祭坛一直到施恩座这条路叫又新又活的道路。
It is a way from the brazen altar to the ark.
每一个蒙恩的人都要知道这条道路。
For every Christian, we need to know this.
我们要从铜祭坛一直走到施恩座。
We need to go from the brazen altar to the mercy seat.
所以我们早晨来看一下这个又新又活的道路。
So let us look at this new and living way.
这个道路的起点在铜祭坛。
The starting point is the brazen altar.
每一个人都要走到这个铜祭坛的面前。
Everyone has to go to this brazen altar.
当以色列人犯罪。
After Israelites sinned,
他们的良痛告他们。
They were convicted by their
他们就要带一只羊到那个会到那个会幕的那里面找祭司。
So need to bring a lamb to the priest.
要带一只没有残疾的羊。
A lamb that's without blemish.
表示这个羊是没有罪的。
Representing that the lamb is sinless. 在这个
羊在祭司的面前公开承认自己犯的罪。
And then they need to confess their sins openly before the priest.
然后这个祭司就把这个牲畜宰杀了。
And then the priest would slay the lamb.
然后烧在这个祭坛的上面。
And burn the lamb, on the altar.
原来这个羊是没有罪的。
This lamb, did not have sin.
但是因为这个以色列人的罪呢，这个羊就成为有罪的。
But because the sins of the Israelites, this lamb
became sin. 然后把它烧在这个祭坛的上面。
And then when the lamb was burned,
这个牲畜就代替了这个以色列人。
This lamb died in the place of Israelites.
这就是铜祭坛。
This is the bridge.
这是我们每一的一个起点。
Our starting point.
在我们这一生当中，有一天我们到了那个铜祭坛。
In our life, one day we will come to this prison of.
就是十字架的底下。
Which is under the cross.
十字架就是那个铜祭坛。
The cross is that prison altar.
然后父神为我们预备了一只羔羊。
And our heavenly Father prepared a lamb.
那羔羊就是我们主耶稣基督。
And our Lord Jesus is
他是没有罪的。
He did not.
他是因为我们罪的缘故。
But because of our sins.
他就成为罪。
He became sin.
因此父神把他击杀在十字架上。
And so God slay him on the cross.
让我们这些人在他的里面成为神的义。
So that we become the righteousness of God.
因此我们每一个人就在十字架的底下因为基督的宝血成为神的义。
Therefore by the blood of our Lord Jesus, we become the righteousness of God.
所以我们每一个人都应该常常的感恩。
Therefore we must be grateful.
若不是基督为我们成为罪。
If Christ did not become the sin for us,
我不能够走这条道路。
We cannot walk on this way.
因此我们在我们的生活里面应当常常带着一个感恩的心。
Therefore, we must be full of a graceful heart in our life.
但是我们不能停留在这个铜祭坛里。
But we cannot just stop at the brazen altar.
我们必须要往前。
We must go further.
如果要走这个又新又活的道路，我们必须要经过这个铜祭坛。
To walk on this new and living way, we must walk past this brazen altar.
要到一个地方叫做铜洗濯盆。
And come to a place called the laver of bronze.
那个铜洗濯盆是在这个圣所的前面。
The laver of bronze is in front of the holy place.
是进入圣所所必经之地。
Is the way that you have to pass before you enter the holy
place. 亚伦和他的儿子要来进那个圣所之前，是一定要先过这个铜洗濯盆。
Before Aaron and his sons enter the holy place, they must pass this laver of bronze.
他们将洗手在那地方洗脚。
They wash their hands and feet.
为什么要洗手脚呢
？Why do they need to wash their hands and feet？
经过铜祭坛的时候，不是已经在基督里面成为神的义了吗
？They already become the righteousness of God after they pass the brazen altar.
成了神的义，还需要再洗手洗脚吗
？How? Why would they still need to wash their hands and feet after they become the righteousness of God？
耶稣告诉我们，他说啊，凡是洗过澡的人呢、啊。把脚一洗，这个人就干净了。
Our Lord Jesus said, "Whoever washes his feet and his whole body is clean."
我们经过铜祭坛呢，就好像是一个人洗过澡的。
When we pass the brazen altar, we are like the man who is clean.
但是我们生活在一个污秽的世界里面。
But however, we live in a very dirty world.
因此，我们的手和脚难免会沾染污秽。
And therefore, our hands and feet can become dirty.
因此，当我们要进圣所之前呢，必须要来洗手和洗脚。
Therefore, before we enter the holy place, we must wash our hands and feet.
这个铜祭坛呢、啊，用那个在会幕前侍候的那些妇人的制作的。
The laver bronze is made from the mirror of the women that they serve.
那个时候的。妇人用的镜子都是铜做的。
At those times, the women their mirror were all made of bronze.
把那个铜擦亮以后呢，就像镜子一样。
So they polish the bronze and it become like a mirror.
所以这个铜的洗濯盆有两个基本的功用。
So this laver bronze has two functions.
一个呢是做镜子的。
One purpose is a mirror.
所以亚伦和他的儿子们到了那个铜洗濯盆的面前呢，看到自己哪里不洁净。
So when Aaron and son they came before the laver bronze, they will see that where they need to be. Where,
然后呢，他们可以用铜洗濯盆里面的水，把他们身上手脚不洁净的地方能够洗干净。
So that they can use the water in the laver to wash their hands and feet.
这是我们每一个人在生活当中必须要的经历。
This is the experience that we must have in our life.
如果我们要过一个走那个新又活的道路，这个是我们生活里面必须要有的经历。
This is the experience we must have in our life in order for us to walk on this new life.
我们需要有那个镜子。
We need to have this mirror.
能够要有那个水。
We need the water.
一方面看见我们的不洁净，一方面用水来洁净我们身上的不洁。
We need to see our uncleanness, and we need to use the water to wash.
这样我们才能够进入那个圣所。
And so that we can enter into the holy place.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的生活里面有没有镜子？
Brothers and sisters, do we have a mirror in our lives?
在我们的生活当中有没有水？
Do we have water in our lives?
如果在我们的生活里面没有镜子，也没有水的话，
If we don't have the mirror or the water in our lives,
那我们就没有走在这个又新又活的道路上。
Then we're not walking on this new living way.
那什么是镜子呢？
So what is mirror?
我们生活里面是我们的镜子呢？
What is a mirror for us in our life?
雅各书告诉我们什么是镜子。
James told us what is the mirror.
他就说啊，如果你听到，如果不行道的话，就像人看着镜子，看到自己的面貌，然后离开以后呢，就把自己的面貌忘记了。
In James, it tells us that if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. He'll observe himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was.
所以神的道就是镜子。
Therefore, the word of God is the mirror.
神的话是我们的镜子。
And the word of God is the mirror.
我们看见神的话，应当要看见我们自己的光景。
When we look at the word of God, we should see our condition.
这是我们读神的话的一个目的。
This is the purpose, to read the word of God.
读神的话不是增加我们的知识。
Reading the word of God is not just increase our knowledge.
读神的话乃是看见我们身上真实的光景。
But to see our true condition.
那什么是水呢？
So what is water?
以弗所书告诉我们，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Ephesians said,God will sanctify the church by the washing of water with the word.
水也是神的话。
The water is also the word of God.
我们怎么样用那个水来洗净呢？
So how do we wash ourselves with
就是听了道要行道。
That is when we hear the word, we must be a doer.
如果我们听了道我们行道的话呢，就像用水把我们洗净了一样。
If we hear the word of God and we practice, that's like we wash ourselves with the water.
当我们信主以后啊，我们年日越来越多，我们听了很多的道。
After we are saved, we listen to many, many words of God and messages.
但是这些道是不是镜子呢？
But do these words of God the mirror?
有没有从这个道里面看见自己的不洁？
Have we seen our uncleanness from the mirror?
看见之后有没有行道？有没有用这个水来把自己的不洁来洗净呢？
And do we pray the word of God? Do we wash ourselves with the water?
没有这样的经历，我们的属灵里缺少成长。
If we don't have this experience, then we are not growing spiritually.
而这个洗濯盆的经历也是我们侍奉的一个先决条件。
And the labor of bronze is also a condition for us to serve.
我们必须在主的面前来有洁净我们的手和脚，我们才可以侍奉。
We must clean our hands and feet before we serve the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件很重要的一件事。
This is a very important matter.
因为今天有许许多多神的儿女有同祭坛的经历，但是没有同洗濯盆的经历。
Because many brothers and sisters, they have the experience of the brazen altar, however, they do not have the experience of the labor of bronze.
认识同祭坛，但是不认识这个洗濯盆。
They know the brazen altar, but they do not know the labor of bronze.
因此，他们蒙恩得救以后，所有的属灵经历都是在外院里面的经历。
Therefore, after they are saved, all their spiritual experience in the outer court.
不知道在圣殿的属灵的经历到底是什么。
And they do not know the experience in the holy place.
因为他们只听说过那个圣所，从来没有进去过。
Because they've only heard about the holy place, but they never entered.
因为神的话对他们不是一个镜子。
Because the word of God is not a mirror for them.
神的话对他们也不是一个水。
And the word of God is not water.
如果我们要走在这个又新又活的道路，神的话必须是一面镜子， 必须是水来洁净我们的手和脚。
If we want to walk on this new and living way, the word of God must be the mirror and the water for us to walk.
让我们能够进入那个圣所。
So that we can enter into the holy place.
弟兄姊妹，我们有没有这个镜子？
Brothers and sisters, do we have this mirror?
有没有这个水?
Do we have this water?
如果没有的话，我们今天仍然有机会来回到这个又新又活的道路上。
If we don't have, well, today we still have this chance to go back to this laver of bronze.
然后从这个洗濯盆以后，就进入了圣所。
Pass this laver of bronze and enter into the holy
place. 在圣所里面，你又碰金灯台。
And the holy place, the golden lampstand.
那台照亮了那个圣所。
The golden lampstand lights up the entire holy place.
亚伦和他的儿子每一天早上，每一天黄昏，就要来看一看这个灯，让这个灯能够永远在那里，照亮这个圣所。
And every morning and twilight, Aaron and his sons must go to check the golden lampstand and make sure it is burning.
这一条又新又活的道路是有光的。
This new and living way has light.
所以我们的生活当中必须要有光。
Therefore, in our lives, there must be light.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的生活里面有没有光？
Brothers and sisters, do we have light in our life?
什么叫光呢？
What is light?
我告诉你们一个弟兄的见证。
I told you a testimony of a brother.
这个弟兄啊，是在中国做生意的一个弟兄。
This is a brother who did business in China.
他的生意是什么呢？
So what is his business?
他是做那个互联网的。
He's doing internet business.
你知道在互联网上啊，最做生意的就是广告的生意。
So one of the most important business in internet is internet advertisement.
但是这个广告怎么收费呢？
So how do they charge for this internet advertising?
你怎么样来收取这个广告费呢？
How do you charge for the service?
是按照有多少人能够点到你这个网络进去，按照有多少人点进去来收费的。
It is measured by how many people click on your link.
越多人进了你的网呢，那你就要交越多的费。
The more people click on the advertisement, then the more the company will pay for this service.
所以这个弟兄有一个生意啊，他的生意他就能够提供一个服务，让这个卖广告的人啊，能够增加那个网络的那个几点数。
So this brother has a business service that can help those other business who provide this advert business to increase their traffic.
所以就能够呢，向这些客户收更多的广告费。
So that this internet advertising company they can charge more from the customers.
但是这些几点呢？不是真的。
However, this clicking this internet traffic is fake.
他的软件呢，可以创造那些假的几点。
This brother software can create this fake internet traffic.
所以这些客户都很喜欢他的软件，很喜欢他的服务。
So his clients really like his service.
所以他的生意有80%的利润都是从这个生意来的。
So 80% of this brother's the profit of this brother business comes from this software.
但他信主以后啊，哎，不行了。
However, after this brother was saved, he found that he cannot do it anymore.
他生活里面有一个光。
He has a light.
这个光就告诉他，这个生意你不能做。
This light that you cannot do this business.
你这个是骗生意。
It's cheating.
哎，这个弟兄非常好啊。
So this brother is really good.
当这个光照到他的里面了以后呢，他一下就决定把这个生意完全呢，他就放弃了。
When the light shines upon this brother decided to totally abandon this business.
他的客户都来找他说：“你这个很好，我们需要买的。”但是他说：“我这个生意我不做了。”
And his clients still.Want to use the service, but his brother said no. He no longer do this business.
弟兄姊妹，如果你有一个生意啊，那个80%的利润都是从这个来的，你愿意放弃吗
？Brother and sister, if you are like this brother, that you have 80% of your profit from this service, are you able to abandon it?
但是因为这个弟兄生活有这个光啊，在这个光的底下，他就完全放弃了。
However, because this brother has this light, so he totally gave up this business.
弟兄姊妹，他的经历是一个活的经历啊。
But his experience is a living experience.
当一个人这样经历的，他在主面前那个基督生活是一个又新又活的生活。
When he is experienced the Lord in this way, he is walking on this new and living way.
还有一个姊妹啊，她的生意是开补习班的。
There's a sister who have a business of tutoring.
这个补习班呢，是帮助这些人去考政府的一个执照。
And this tutoring business helped the people to pass the license.
这个执照呢是非常难考的。
And this license from the government is very difficult.
所以呢，你如果不参加补习班呢，你绝对考不上的。
If you don't attend this tutoring service, it's impossible for them to obtain this license.
所以每一个要考试的人都要来补习的。
So for everyone who is going to take the exam, they all.
为什么要来补习呢？
And why is that?
因为这个题目是非常难的。
And because the tests, the exams are very difficult.
没有人会通过的。
Nobody can pass.
那才能通过呢？
So how are they passed?
这个补习班呢，叫政府去把那个题目买下来。
And this tutoring institution, they buy the exams from the government.
然后呢，用那个题目来教这个学生。
And then use the exams to teach the
students. 然后学生呢就能够考上。
So that their students can pass the exam.
这是他的生意啊。
So this is her business.
所以这个蒙恩得救的人呢，那个光一来的时候呢，这个生意也不能做了。
So when the sister received the lights, she can no longer do this business.
他就把这个生意结束掉了。And
so she terminated that business.
然后他就开了一个那个学前班呢，教小孩子。And
but she opened another business to teach the small children.
这个生意呢，不拦阻他在神面前的这样的一个心愿。
And that the new business is not an obstacle for her pursuing of.
这叫做光。
This is the light.
虽然我们今天没有这样强的一些经历，但是今天我们蒙恩得救的时候，我们心里面都有光的。
For everyone who are saved, we all have this light.
我们有没有顺着这个光来走？
Do we follow this light?
如果我们蒙恩得救的那一天呢，就决定要来顺从这个光走的话，这个光在我们身上会越来越明亮。
If we follow the light will increase and increase.
这就是一个属灵的成长。
This is spiritual growth.
属灵的成长不是知识的成长，属灵的成长是那个光的成长。
Spiritual growing is not the growing of knowledge, but the growing of this light.
如果我们不顺从这个光，这个光就熄灭了。
However, if we do not obey this light, and the light will decrease.
无论我们信主的年日有多久，如果那个光没有成长的话，我们的属灵就没有成长。
No matter how long we have been saved, if our light does not increase, then our spiritual growth does not increase.
而光是为着我们的。
And this light is for us.
这个光不是为着别人的。
For other people.
也许我们信主年日比较久的人，也许神给我们的光比较多。
For elderly brothers, maybe we have more light.
我们不能用这个光去论断别人。
We cannot use this light to judge others.
虽然这个弟兄可能刚蒙恩，他的光很小。
Even though this brother is just saved and his light is little.
如果他按照神给他的光，顺着那个光来行走，他在神面前就在光中行。
But if he follows the light, then he is walking in the light.
我们要按照神给我们的光来行。
We must follow the light that our God gives us.
所以我们生活当中啊，在这个又新又活的道路来行走的时候， 最重要的一件事情是顺服那个光的带领。
So the most important thing in walking in this new and living way is to obey and follow this light.
弟兄姊妹，你我的生活当中有光吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we have in our daily living?
然后这个金灯台的下面呢，就那个橙色饼的桌子。
The golden lampstand, there's the table of the showbread.
在这条路上啊，我们要往前的话，必须要有饼的。
For us to go forward on this way, there must be bread.
就是说要有粮的。
Which means there must be food.
那个饼和粮是带给这个行路人的一个力量。
The bread and the food give us strength for those who walk on this way.
为什么有时候我们不能顺从那个光呢?
Why is that sometimes we cannot obey the light?
乃是我们没有那个行出来的力量。
That's because we do not have the strength to obey.
就是我们没有饼啊。
That is because we do not have the bread of life.
有光和没有饼是一个经常发生在我们身上的一个情形。
Having the light but not having the bread is something that often happened to us.
我们举一个例子，在路加福音18章有一个少年人的官来见主。
For example, in Luke 18, there was a young who came to Jesus.
他说：“我要如何行才能够得到永生呢？”
And he asked Jesus, "What shall I do in order to inherit eternal life?"
主耶稣，你要守十诫啊！
So Lord said, "You need to keep all the commandments."
他说：“我从小都守了。”
And the ruler said, "I have kept this since my youth."
然后主说：“你还缺少一件，你要变卖你所有的，要分给穷人。”
And Lord Jesus said, "There's one thing you still lack. You need to sell all you have and give it to the poor."
你就有财宝在天上，你要来跟随我。
And then you will have treasure in the heaven and come follow me.
所以这个年轻人就很忧愁，就走了。
So this young ruler walked away very gratefully.
因为他很富足。
Because he had great possessions.
这个年轻人的问题在哪里呢？
So what was the issue of this young ruler?
他有光，但是他没有饼啊。
He had the light, but he did not have the bread.
他知道该怎么行，但没有力量行啊。
He knew what to do, but he did not have the strength to do it.
那一个人如何才能够得着这个粮呢？
So can someone gain this bread of life?
如果得到这个饼呢？
And gain this bread of life?
主耶稣告诉我们，他说我是生命的粮。
Lord Jesus said he is the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And those who come to him will never hunger, and those who believe in him will never thirst.
所以主就是那个饼，主就是那个粮。
So Lord Jesus is the bread, is the food.
我们如何得到这个饼和粮呢？ 就是我们不但要到主那里去，并且要信他。
So how do we gain this bread and food? We must come to him and believe in him.
这个官到主的面前去，但是他没有信心啊。
This young ruler came to Jesus, however he did not believe in Jesus.
因此他没有得到这个粮。
Therefore he did not have the food.
但是另外一个人叫撒该。
But there was another man called Zacchaeus.
撒该也是很有钱的人啊。
Zacchaeus was also very rich.
撒该也像这个少年人官有一天到了主的面前。
And like the young ruler, Zacchaeus also came to Lord Jesus one day.
但是撒该和这个少年一样。
However, he's different from the ruler.
他不但到主面前，他信主耶稣。
Zacchaeus, he not only came to Jesus, but he also believed in Jesus.
因此他得到那个粮食。
And therefore, he gained this food.
他得到那个饼。
And he gained the bread.
他里面有这个力量。
And he had the strength.
他说：“我把一半的都分给穷人。”
So that he gave half his possession.
这个力量哪里来的呢？
So where did he gain this
strength? 这个力量不是撒该里面有的。
This is not from Zacchaeus himself.
那个是撒该那一天到主面前信神，神就把这个饼和粮赐给他，他就有这个力量。
The strength came from the bread and the food that Lord Jesus gave him when he believed in Lord Jesus.
他一半已经给了穷人了，那另外一半呢？又讹诈了谁？就还他四倍。
And he not only he gave half of his possession to the poor, he also gave back four times those he has defrauded.
你知道撒该不知道骗了多少人呐？
You know, I don't know how many people Zacchaeus has deceived.
他还没有算一算，如果每一个他骗的人都还四倍的话，一半的财够不够？他没有算好啊。
He never count whether it's to give back four times those he has enough money to give that four
times. 等他把这个还的四倍都还完了，撒该可能什么都没有了。
After he give back four times those who he has defaulted, maybe he had nothing left.
但是撒该有饼有粮那一天。
However, Zacchaeus had the bread and the food.
所以在撒该的身上有一个又新又活的表现。
Therefore, he has this new and living experience.
以色列人在旷野最大的软弱是什么？
What is the greatest weakness of Israelites in wilderness?
不是没有光啊。
It's not because they didn't have light.
白天有云柱，晚上有火柱，很多光的。
They have the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire.
他们最大的难处是没有饼啊。
The weakness for them is that they did not have the bread.
他们没有信心。
They did not have faith.
不是迦南不好。
It's not because Canaan is not good.
没有信心进去啊。
They do not have the faith to go into it.
弟兄姊妹们，今天你我。
Brothers and sisters, how about?
我们有没有这个饼？
Do we have this bread?
有没有这个顺服光的这个力量？
Do we have the strength to obey the light?
如果从这个橙色饼的桌子再往前的话，就到了金香坛。
If you walk past the table of the showbread, then you will meet the golden altar of incense.
到了金香坛，我们就要感谢神。
On the golden altar of incense, we should thank God.
因为神知道我们的软弱。
Because God knows our weakness.
神知道我们太清楚了。
God knows us very clearly.
他知道我们常常经过这个铜祭坛呢，但是不愿意到铜洗濯盆的。
And God knows that we often pass the golden altar, but we do not come to the laver of bronze.
他也知道我们这些人虽然是有光，但是常常没有饼的。
And God also knows that we have light, but we do not have the bread.
所以我们知道，但是做不到。
So we know what to do, but we do not have the strength to practice.
这叫做有光明啊。
So that is, so we have the light, but we do not have the bread.
扫罗知不知道他不应该嫉妒大卫呢？
So does Saul know that he should not be jealous of David?
他当然知道。
Of course he knew.
但是他做不到的。
But he couldn't do help it.
以色列人知不知道他们不应当拜偶像呢？
So did Israelites know that they should not worship idols?
彼得知不知道他不应当否认主耶稣呢？
Did Peter know that he should not deny the Lord?
当然知道。
Of course they knew.
但是在那个环境之下，他做不到啊。
But under those circumstances, they could not do it.
弟兄姊妹们，这是不是我们今天的光景？
Brother and sister, isn't this our condition today?
不是不知道。
Not because we don't know.
那是我们做不到。
But because we cannot do it.
没有那个饼。
We do not have the bread.
金香坛告诉我们，原来我们还有一个大祭司啊。
And the golden altar of incense tells us that we have a great high priest.
这个大祭司就是在人做的时候成为我们的帮助。
And this great high priest helps us when we can.
凡靠着他进到面前的人，他都能够拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
He is able.Also to save forever those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them.
所以今天我们有一个极大的盼望。
Today we have a hope.
就是在我们做不到的时候，有一个大祭司。
The hope is that when we cannot do it, there is a great high priest.
在我们不知道哪里有那个洗濯盆的时候，我们可以向大祭司求告。
When we cannot find the laver of bronze, we can call to this great high priest.
当我们有光但是没有饼的时候，我们可以向大祭司求告。
When we have the light but not the bread, we can call to this great high priest.
我们要坦然无惧来到这个祭司的面前。
We can come boldly to this great high priest.
要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
We can receive help. We can receive mercy. And he can help us at any time we are in need.
我们感谢主，有一个金香坛在这里。
Praise Lord that there's a golden altar of incense.
当我们自己觉得自己软弱的时候，
when we feel that we are weak,
当我们觉得我们不能够达到那个神的要求的时候，
when we see that we cannot obtain the requirement of God,
要想到我们还有一个金香坛，
we need to think that we need to look at this golden altar of incense.
有一位大祭司，
this great high priest,
长远为我们祈求，
and who is making intercession for us.
是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
他做大做先锋的耶稣啊。
He is the forerunner for us.
不但为我们祈求，他为我们进入了幔内。
Not only he made intercession for us, that he entered the veil for us.
我们唯有靠着大祭司能够进入这个幔内。
It's only by this great high priest can we enter into the veil.
到了这个至圣所以后呢，我们就看到这里有一个约柜。
Once we are in the Holy of Holies, we see that.There is an ark.
里面有两块石板。
In the ark there are stone tablets.
上面呢有施恩座。
And on the ark there is a seat.
这两块石板呢不是头两块石板。
These two stone tablets were not the first two stone tablets.
头两块石板到哪去了呢？
So where were the first two stone tablets?
被摩西摔碎了。
They were broken by Moses.
当摩西拿着两块石板下山的时候。
When Moses took the two stone tablets down from the mountain.
以色列人在山下做什么事呢？
What did Israelites do?
在山下拜金牛犊。
They were worshipping the golden calf.
所以摩西一生气啊，就把两个石板就摔碎了。
So Moses was angry, so he broke the two stone tablets.
所以这石板是第二次神在做的石板。
So this stone tablet was God made this the second time.
这让我们看到一个事实。
So this show us one thing.
就是以色列人在还没有得到十诫的时候，就已经犯了十诫了。
That before the Israelites were given the Ten Commandments, they already disobeyed them.
没有人能够遵守十诫的。
Nobody can keep the Ten Commandments.
只有一个人能够守十诫。
There's only one who can keep all the commandments.
就是主耶稣。
And that's our Lord Jesus.
所以这两块石板第二次做的是摆在约柜里面的。
So these two stone tablets, they were in the ark.
只有在约柜里面的石板不会成为破碎的石板。
Only the stone tablets in the ark that would not be broken.
只有主耶稣能够满足律法一切的要求。
Only our Lord Jesus can satisfy all the requirements of the law.
然后上面有一个施恩座。
And then there's the mercy seat.
什么是施恩座呢？
What is the mercy seat?
今天早晨有好几位弟兄姊妹祷告的时候提到了这个字挽回祭。
Many brothers and sisters, when we pray this morning, we mention atonement.
Propitiation. 这个挽回祭啊，在原文里面就是施恩座。
This propitiation in the original text is mercy seat.
耶稣就是那个施恩座。
This is the mercy seat.
这个施恩座就代表神的慈爱。
And this represents the loving kindness of.
而石板代表神的诚实。
And the stone tablet represents the truth of Lord.
人为什么不能进到至圣所？
Why can man enter into the holy of holies?
因为这个慈爱和诚实没有相遇。
Because the loving kindness and truth they do not meet each other.
按照神的慈爱，神愿意人进入至圣所。
According to the loving kindness of God, He wants people to enter the holy of holies.
但是按照神的这个诚实。人不能进至圣所。
However, according to truth, man cannot enter into the holy of holies.
这是人进至圣所一个大的难处。
So this is the difficulty for man entering into the holy of holies.
但是感谢神，有一天呢，这个慈爱和诚实相遇了。
But praise the Lord that one day loving kindness and truth they have met together.
有一天，慈爱和诚实在十字架上相遇了。
Kindness and truth, they met each other on the cross.
也就是那一天，那个幔子就打开。
And that day, the veil opened.
那又新又活的路就出现在我们中间。
And this new and living way appeared for us.
所以我们进到那个至圣所的时候，我们就看见这个诚实在约柜的里面，那个慈爱在约柜的上面。
And so that we see the truth is in the ark, and the loving kindness is on top of the ark.
慈爱和诚实在约柜的地方相遇了。
So the loving kindness and truth they meet each other on the ark.
所以不是我们这个人能够到至圣所。
So it's not by ourselves that we can come into the holy of holies.
不是我们做了什么称许的事能够进至圣所。
It's not something that we do, some good things we do can gain us into the holy of holies.
乃是这个慈爱和诚实相遇了。
But it's because the loving kindness and truth they meet each other.
因此我们可以坦然地进入这个至圣所。
And so that we can come into the holy of holies.
因为借着耶稣基督的血为我们开了这条又新又活的道。
Because by the blood of Jesus he consecrated a new and living way for us.
这是神在这个西乃山启示给以色列人的道路。
This is the way that God revealed to the Israelites on Mount Sinai.
这是我们今天每一个蒙恩得救的人在这个地上所应当走的道路。
This is the way that everyone who is saved by grace must travel.
乃是从那个铜祭坛开始，要走到那个施恩座的面前。
Starting from the brazen altar to the mercy seat.
因此，早晨我们要与众圣徒一同来思想，今天在这条路上，你和我到底在哪里
？So today we must think about where we are on this way.
我们知道我们都已经经过了铜祭坛。
we know that we have all passed the brazen altar.
但是在这个铜祭坛到施恩座这条路上, 我们在什么地方呢?
So, but where we are on this way between the brazen altar and the mercy seat?
我们是不是在外院的里面?
Are we still in the outer court?
信主的年日虽然很长, 我们是不是仍然在外院的里面?
Even though we are safe, we have been safe for a long time, but are we still in the outer court?
有没有这个铜洗濯盆的经历?
Do we have the experience of the laver of bronze?
有没有这个镜子在我们的生活当中?
Do we have the mirror in our lives?
有没有这个水在我们的当中?
And do we have the water?
如果我们有这个镜子, 我们有这个水, 那我们就经过了这个铜洗濯盆。
If we have the mirror and the water, then we have passed the laver of bronze.
如果没有这个镜子, 也没有这个水的话, 那我们就只有停在这个外院了。
If we don't have the mirror and the water, then we just stop in the outer court.
这是不是我们的光景呢?
Is this our condition?
还是我们停留在这个圣所里面?
Or do we stay in the holy place?
我们在圣所里面有神的光。
We have light from God in the holy place.
我们在圣所里面听见神的话。
We hear the word of God.
但是我们有力量来顺服神的话呢?
But do we have the strength to obey to the word of God?
有没有这个力量来顺着这个光来行呢?
Do we have the strength to follow the light?
有没有这个饼来成为我们那个顺服光的力量呢?
Do we have the bread that gives us the strength to follow the light?
还是我们在这个圣所里面，我们常常有光， 但是我们一直没有饼。
Or is it we often have the light, but we do not have the bread?
如果你只有光而没有饼的话， 你的生活就停留在这个圣所的里面。
If you only have the light but not the bread, then your life stops in the holy place.
而这个有光和没有饼就描述我们属灵的经历。
And having the light but not the bread, this is talking about our spiritual experience.
回想我们个人属灵的经历。
Let us call all our spiritual experience.
回想我们从蒙恩得救到今天的这个属灵的经历。
Let's think from the day that we are saved until today, spiritual experience.
如果我们许多的经历都是这个有光没有饼的话,
if our experience are having the light but not the bread,
那我们这个经历就是停留在这个圣所的里面。
Then we are stopping in the holy place.
因此在如果这样的情形在我们当中的话, 那我们的盼望在哪里呢?
So if this is our condition, then where is our hope?
感谢主我们有盼望。
Praise the Lord, we have a hope.
主早就知道了。
Our Lord knew this.
主知道我们的软弱。
Our Lord knew our weakness.
我们这些天然的人就是这样的人。
Our natural being is just like this.
我们和以色列人是一样的。
We are just the same as the Israelites.
我们就是那一些人找不到路进圣所的人。
We are those people that cannot find a way to enter the Holy of Holies.
我们就是那一些人看了镜子以后呢，也找不到水的人。
And we are those that we can see the mirror, but we do not have the
water. 但是不要紧，有大祭司啊。
But it doesn't matter because we have a high priest.
当我们照镜子的时候，我们可以问大祭司。
Cannot find the mirror, we can ask our high priest.
但是我们找不到水的时候，我们可以问大祭司。
We cannot find water, we can also ask the high priest.
因此我们读经的时候啊，我们要问自己，我看到了镜子没有？
Therefore, when we read the Bible, we need to ask ourselves, do we see the mirror?
不要读过就算了，有是不是镜子？
We cannot just read it and that's it. We need to ask, where is the mirror?
如果不是镜子要祷告的。
If we do not find the mirror, then we need to pray.
要祷告大祭司的。
We need to pray to the high priest.
这段圣经我读了半天了，还不是镜子。
That is a scripture I have read several times, but this is not a mirror.
求大祭司帮助我。
Please help me.
让这段圣经呢，今天成为我的镜子。
So that Scripture can become the mirror for me today.
如果你从这个圣经里面果然看出自己的软弱来了，
if you do see your witness from the Scripture,
果然看出自己的不洁净，
and you see your uncleanness,
不到水啊，
but you cannot find the water,
要祷告大祭司啊，
then you should pray.
我现在知道我哪里不洁了，
now I know where my uncleanness is.
求你帮助我，让你的话成为这个可以洁净我的水。
And please help me so that your word can become the water that can wash me.
如果有一天你读圣经是这样的读的话,
if you read the Bible like this,
那一天你就走在又新又活的道路上,
then you are walking on this new and living way.
你就能够进到那个圣所的当中,
then you will enter the Holy of Holies.
如果在圣所的里面, 主给我们很多的光,
if in the holy place that our Lord gave us many lights,
我们要感谢神,
we need to praise the Lord.
但是有多少时候, 我们没有顺服那个光的力量啊?
But many times we do not have the strength to follow the light.
但弟兄姊妹, 不稀奇的, 我们都是这样。
Brothers and sisters, we are all like this.
我们没有一个人啊, 按照天然的这个本性啊, 是有饼的。
For every one of us, we do not have the bread naturally.
因为只有主耶稣说, 我是生命的粮嘛。
Because our Lord Jesus said, He is the bread of life.
没有一个人说他是生命的粮嘛。
No one is the bread of life.
彼得从来没有说他是生命的粮啊。
And Peter never said he's the bread of
life. 保罗也没有说他是生命的粮啊。
And neither did Paul.
历史历代也没有一个人敢说他是生命的粮。
For all generations, no one dared to say that they are the bread of life.
只有一个人说他是生命的粮。
There's only one who said he is the bread of life.
这个人就是主耶稣。
Is our Lord Jesus.
因此我们需要到主的面前来得饼啊。
Therefore, we need to come to our Lord Jesus for the bread.
我们要像那个撒该一样到主的面前来。
We need to be like Zacchaeus.
他到主的面前, 他就相信了主耶稣。
He came before the Lord and he believed in the Lord.
他把他的信心摆在耶稣的身上。
He placed his faith on Jesus.
再信的人, 凡事都能。
For those who believe, all things are possible.
因为信的人就有饼了。
Because those who believe will have the bread of
有饼的人,
life.
有饼的人, 凡事都能了。
For those who have the bread of life, everything is possible.
这是多么好的一个经历啊。
What a great spiritual experience this is.
我一个蒙恩得救的人啊, 这是我们最宝贵的一个经历。
For everyone who are saved, this is, should be the most precious spiritual experience for
us. 就经历到说在信的人, 凡事都能。
To experience that for those who believe, all things are possible.
我们每一个人都可以有这样的经历。
We can all have this experience.
你只要来到主的面前。
If you only come to our Lord Jesus.
然后相信他。
And believe in Lord Jesus.
然后我们就能够经历到在信的人凡事都能。
Then we can experience for those who believe, all things are possible.
因此, 我们有一个光照到我们。 但是我们行不出来的时候, 不要放弃。
So let us not give up when there's light shine upon us, but we cannot do it.
不要像这个少年人的官就放弃, 非常可惜的。
Don't be like this young ruler in the Luke that just gave up.
把这件事情带到大祭司的面前。
We need to bring this to high priest.
就像那个撒该一样把他的问题带到大祭司的面前。
Just like that, he bring his problem high priest.
当我们真是到了主的面前, 用我们的信心来经历他的时候, 凡事都能。
When we come to our Lord with our faith, then everything is possible.
有一个弟兄啊, 他告诉我, 他在他们的公司是负责很多的部门, 其中有一个部门呢, 是专门是负责行贿的。
This brother who told me that in his company, he is responsible for a department whose job is to bribe people.
所以下面呢还有一个部门, 这个部门什么事都不做, 专门就是负责行贿。
So he has a group of people who bribes all the day.
所以这个弟兄很痛苦的。
So this brother, he is very painful.
他有一次参加个特会啊, 在那个特会里面, 那个讲员就呼吁, 基督徒商人不行贿。
One time he was in a conference, and the speaker said, for Christians you should not bribe.
而且给每一个人一张书啊, 来签字。
And he gave a book to everyone and signed the book.
他也签了。
And he signed it.
然后他们还把每一个人呢, 那个签字呢, 还弄了一张照片。
And then he photographed the signatures.
让每一个人带回去做纪念。
And asked everyone to take the photograph as a souvenir.
他把那张照片呢, 放在他的办公桌的前面。
So he put that photograph in front of on his table.
每一次看到, 心里面都非常的难过。
Every time he saw the photograph, he was very painful.
因为他的底下有一个部门专门行贿的。
Because he's managing this group of people who bribe.
不行贿会死啊。
Because if you don't bribe, you can't do business.
不行贿，你不能做生意的。
You can't do business without bribing.
特别是像政府，不行贿没有生意的。
Especially if you don't bribe government, there's no way you can do business.
有一次呢，他要争取一个很大的是政府的一个生意。
One time he was working on a very government project.
那一次觉得我这次不行贿。
And then he thought this time I will not bribe.
结果那个政府官员就打电话给他了，说我们要不要见个面啊？
And the government official called him and said, let's meet.
明天就要招标了，我们今天晚上见个面吧。
And tomorrow we need to make decisions, so let's meet tonight.
他是行贿专家，当然知道这个意思了。
So our brother knew what that means.
所以那一天呢，主就感动他说不行贿。
Because the Lord said to this brother that don't bribe.
所以呢，他说我今天没空啊。
So this brother said,I'm not available.
对，那一个晚上了，两三次打电话要他去谈一谈。
So the government official called him several times a night to meet.
他都拒绝了。
And our brother refused.
果然呢，第二天呢，招标了就没他的份。
And so the next day, he wasn't invited to.
所以呢，当然他自己知道嘛，这个事情不会就没有嘛。
So he knew that without bribing that he would not have this business.
所以没有是他预期的，他知道不行贿就没有了嘛。
So he knew that this would happen.
过了一段时间以后呢，有一天他正在开会。
After some time, one day he was at a meeting.
突然之间呢，他手机就响起来了。
And then his phone rang.
那别告诉他说呢，他拿到了那个contract。
And he was told that he actually he had that government contract.
为什么他拿到了呢？
Why did he have that contract?
在他上面有两个人呢，有两个公司在他的上面。
There were two companies that competing with them.
这两个公司都行贿了。
And these two companies they all bribe.
这两个公司行贿的对象不一样。
But these two companies they bribe the different government officials.
所以两个不同的人都被都说，所以这两个人搞不拢啊。
So these two government officials who received the money they agree with each other.
所以这两个公司没有一次能够得标。
And therefore these two companies they didn't gain these contracts.
所以只好呢给这个第三人。
So therefore our brother has the contract.
所以我们弟兄那一天呢，突然就发现了，原来不会死。
So that day our brother found out that.It will not die.
从前他有一个观念，不行贿是会死的。
Before he had this idea that if you don't bribe, you will die.
但是那一天他发现，不行贿不一定会死。
But that day he found out that you will not die if you don't bribe.
所以这个弟兄啊，他现在他就自己发展了一个课程。
So now this brother, he developed a course.
他到全国中国各地来告诉这个商人如何能够在商业界按照圣经的标准来过。
And he was traveling all around China to educate the business people that how to do business according to the Bible.
在过去的一年半当中，听过他上课的人超过了7000人。
There were over 7,000 people who attend his course.
而现在在中国呢，有成立了有18个这样的团契。
And in China, there were 18 fellowships regarding this.
全国各地都有。
All over China.
这些商人在一起彼此勉励，我们要按照圣经的原则来做生意。
And these business people they encourage each other and.Practice their business according to the principle of the Bible.
就是这些人今年复活节的时候在韩国开会。
It is these business people that who are at this who are having the conference in Korea.
他们请我去给他们有点交通。
And they invite me to have some fellowship with them.
弟兄姊妹，很多事情啊，我们人觉得不可能的。
There are many things that is impossible.
但神的话是从来不改变的。
But the word of God never changes.
问题啊，是你信不信神啊？
So the issue is, do you really believe?
如果你不信神的话，你就接受不行会一定会死。
If you don't believe in the Lord, then, you will believe that if you don't bribe, that you will die.
但是有一天呢，你真是把自己摆上去的时候呢，你就发现那个神会行神迹的。
However, one day if you are committed to God, then you see that God will perform miracles.
因此，这样多的这个基督徒开始在在彼此的鼓励。
So when these people, these business people, they are encouraging each other.
我真的觉得哈，如果这些基督徒都把自己摆上去的话，这个中国的这个商业的这个整个的文化会被改变的。
I think that when these business people who are Christian, they all committed to do their business this way, then the entire culture of doing business practices in China will change.
这个叫做做光，叫做盐。
So this is called to be light and to be the salt.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们是不是走在这个新的道路上？
Brothers and sisters, are we walking on this new and living way?
还是我们接受这个埃及的想法？
Or are we just accepting the mindset of Egypt?
虽然走在这个旷野的道路，那个思想观念，这个埃及没有两样的。
Even though we're walking in the wilderness, but we still have the mindset of Egypt.
还是我们说今天主啊，从前这个埃及的东西我都丢弃了。
Or do we just abandon all these things regarding Egypt?
今天我要走在这个又新又活的道路上。
And walk on this new and living way.
你光照到哪里，我就走到哪里。
Where your light shines, I will follow the light.
我走不到的时候，我就祷告大祭司。
And when I cannot follow the light, I'll pray to the high priest.
如果走不到的时候，我就像以斯帖一样说，那要死，那就死了。
If I cannot follow the light like Esther, if I were to die, let it.
当以斯帖走进去见那个，他心里面这样想：今天如果我死的话，那就死了。
When Esther came in to see the king, she thought, "If today I would die, then let it be."
但是这个时候呢，大祭司就成为他的帮助。
But however, then the high priest become her help.
不但以斯帖自己没有死，整个以色列。都因为他得到了拯救。
And not only that Esther didn't die, but the entire Israelites were saved because of Esther.
今天在我们生活当中有很多这样的机会的。
In our daily living, we have many of these opportunities.
从外面看是一个难处。
Outwardly, there might be some difficulty.
但从属灵里面来看是一个机会。
But spiritually, there are opportunities.
要让我们来经历神。
So that we can experience God.
要让我们来相信神。
So that we can believe in God.
这个相信神啊，不是一个很容易的事情。
It is not easy to believe in God.
相信神是把自己摆在那个神的道路，而不计一切的结果。这是神。
To believe in God is to commit yourself on the in the will of God, and don't think about any consequences.
当但以理的三个朋友。他们在那里决定不拜那个偶像的时候，那个叫做相信神。
When the three friends of Daniel they refused to worship the idol, that is called believing in God.
相信神是要付代价的。
You have to pay the price to believe in God.
不需要付代价的相信，不是相信。
To believe without paying the price, that's not the true belief.
当他们在那里准备被丢下去的时候，他们里面已经准备，那要死就死了。
When the three friends of Daniel they were about to put to the fire, they thought if they were to die, then let it be.
他们说：“我们相信我们的神会救我，但是就是我们的神不救我，我也不拜。”
And they say that we believe our Lord will save us, even if our Lord don't save.We still would not worship the idol.
这要相信。
This is called belief.
这个就会让你了。
And this will gain you the bread of life.
这种相信就叫你得粮了。
And this will gain you the food.
这种相信就让你得力量了。
And will gain you strength.
就算我们没有这样的力量。
Even if we don't have the strength.
就算我们没有这样强的信心。
Even if we don't have the strong faith.
我们要向那个小孩子父亲说，主啊。我信，但我信不足，求你帮助。
We should be like the father of the little child who's dying, saying, "Lord, I believe, help my unbelief."
这个叫做找到大祭司了。
And this is called finding the high priest.
因此在我们生活里面，当主量给我们这些机会的时候，
so when in our daily living, when the Lord gives us these
opportunities,
when we feel that we do not have enough faith,
我们要像这个小孩子父亲一样说，主啊，我信，但是我的信不足，求主帮助。
We should be the father of this little child saying, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief.
这样我们就走在这个又新又苦上。
And then we are walking on this new and living way.
但愿主让我们看见，这个会幕就是我们的路。
May our Lord help us to see that the tabernacle is our way.
我们都已经蒙恩得救了，理当走在这个要又新又活的道路上。
That we are all safe and we should walk on this new and living way.
求主帮助我们。
May our Lord help us.
让我们都一起来仰望大祭司。
So that we can fix our eyes upon the high priest.
让他成为我们的先锋，进入幔内。
And so that he become the forerunner and enter the veil for us.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we praise you. We thank you.
借着会幕，让我们看见这条又新又活的道路。
Through the tabernacle, you show us this new and living way.
让我们今天都带着这个一个充足的信心来到你的面前。
And today we all come before you with abundant faith.
主啊，在我们信心不足的时候，让我们转眼来仰望大祭司。
Our faith is weak. Let us fix our eyes upon the high priest.
让我们定睛在主的身上，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Let us fix our eyes upon Jesus, the author and completer of our faith.
好，叫我们真是能够经历这个又新又活的道路。
And so that we can all experience this new and living way.
不叫我们停留在外院里面。
Let us not stop at the outer court.
不叫我们停留在圣所。
And not stop at the holy place.
因为幔子已经裂开了。Because
the veil has been opened.
让我们坦然地进入至圣所。
And let us enter the holy of holies with boldness.
靠着耶稣基督的宝血。
By the blood of Jesus.
我们感谢你，真是借着你的话再来鼓励我们。
May you once again encourage us with your word.
让我们真是向着这样的一条路来向前快跑。
Let us run forward on this new and living way.
我们这样的仰望你，祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We worship you and we pray in the name of Jesus.